I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's the end of the podcast.
Okay. That's your half hour.
I just don't feel that we've shown ourselves in a good light here with Suze.
Well, I couldn't find a flat, and then
I said that's our problem. That's our fault as well.
Parked.
I
mean, fault for not parking.
Well, we could have given you. Oh my good lord! Right. Okay. Yep. Here we go then.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I'm joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Danny Ward.
Hello, Mark.
And it's a guest episode.
Thank God.
We've got Suze Kempner in.
Hey.
Welcome, welcome. Yes, thank God. Because I feel like Suze is going to have to do a lot of the legwork in this episode. I feel like we're a bit frazzled. It's been a bit of a mad... I had traffic to get through because of the train strike.
Yeah.
Just got here. You
were at the doctors, weren't you?
Your ears fell off.
Yeah.
I went to the doctors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just check on my old Crohn's-y.
All good?
All good.
Did he go, let's have a look at the Crohn's-y.
Yeah. Attack of the Crones. That's something there, isn't there? I could call a show that. But I definitely.
It would be good.
I don't think I could write enough jokes about Crohn's. I've got one joke in my show about it. I don't think I could do a whole thing about it.
Cronely Planet.
Oh, that's good.
Huh? You could do a number of shows.
That's just,
not with one Crohn's joke in each.
Yeah, what? Danny, your turn.
Hang on.
Crohn's and all. Bones
and
all.
Put the Sports Direct mug down.
Is there a bones? What's a bones phrase?
I've got Crohn's to pick with you.
I've got Crohn's to pick with you. That's good. Oh, whoa. Well, we are rocketing. I was expecting a low key start, but this is high energy.
I'm straight in there.
We're peaking. So, what are you doing at the moment? Are you going to Edinburgh?
I am.
Oh, that's the classic Edinburgh reaction in January.
But it was literally, I got to the end of. So 2022 had a really nice Edinburgh. Me and Danny were venue mates.
Yeah.
We had a crossover.
And I was there the year before.
Yeah, you were.
Suze was on before me at the Banshee Lab venue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
PlayStation?
Yes,
PlayStation.
That's it.
A show called PlayStation.
There was a bum on every seat, every show.
Yeah.
And Suze did not have one poster or gave out one flyer.
What the hell?
I didn't flyer. I did pay for a few posters. But I didn't.
Dare you.
Do you know what I had, though? I had a Twitter following, and Elon Musk didn't own it yet. So that went in my favour.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it speaks to the power of social media, doesn't it? And I mean, it was amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. And I think have a title like PlayStation, you'll bring in the right kind of losers.
Right, so that's what I was going to ask you
that's
about.
That's true. It's a woman talking about gaming, isn't it?
Yeah, so like lots of sad little perverts who are like, I'd treat you well. Like, shut up. Well, I'd have fancied you at school. No, you wouldn't. Shut up.
Hang on, you want them to come back this. We might have to cut that bit out.
No, leave it in.
Leave it in. Like, okay.
So they know what they're getting. They love all that. Yeah, they love to be punished.
They actually are right. Yes.
Do you want to hear my PlayStation joke?
Yes, please. Can I have it?
You might not want it. It's not in the A squad. It's probably a D joke, maybe.
Right.
But I feel like it could be made better. This has had a few different versions. It's about Christmas, and I forgot to put that I wanted a games console on my Christmas list to Santa. So at the bottom, I put PS.
Yeah, about D or E, that.
Oh, that's all right, isn't it? But I used to go PS.
No, it's about P.
PS4.
Yeah.
So PS4. Yeah, that's good.
But I actually think PS, it actually works better and just leave it and let them do the work.
That's true. And they get to have, if they know, PS, PlayStation, they're rewarded by knowing
exactly.
That, oh yeah, I knew.
But
PS
do you think PS for PlayStation is enough, or does it always followed by a number?
I think it's good. I don't know why you'd have put PS4.
PS5.
PS. Number four
PS is
doesn't
what you write at the
bottom
of a letter, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's that?
Well, Danny's got it.
You'd write PS at the bottom of a letter, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah, that's the joke.
Danny
yeah.
Got no, joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you put a number under it, after it, don't make sense, is it, in the same way?
No, but what you're doing is with the original that version, yeah. You're saying to the audience, they think you're saying PS something else, but actually you're just saying PS5.
Yeah. It's good.
So it's a slight swerve.
Have you got a PS PlayStation? Or do you Xbox or?
Oh, so I've got an emulator. I've got a Raspberry Pi, which has got in it.
What?
Yeah. Have you ever seen it?
I'm going to sit this bit out because I have gaming. I don't know anything.
But what about your PS joke?
That I just knew what that was.
Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, Raspberry Pi. It was like 40 quid and it's got on it emulators for, I don't think it's legal, but like NES, SNES, Master System, Mega Drive.
It's got all
but
that.
It's also
cool
got emulator for PlayStation. So I've got all these PlayStation ROMs on it and N64, so I can play Mario Kart on it. Sometimes there's a bit of lag, but that's okay.
That's cool. That's old school.
Do you know what lag is, Mark?
Buffering?
Basically.
Sort of, yeah.
Is it an acronym lag, or is it? No.
I don't
if you're
think
behind,
so.
It means it's slow,
no, because
it?
I'm lagging the pipes. Yeah.
So my question about the PlayStation shows, is that quite niche? Was it a niche show?
Yeah, less niche than you'd think, though. But I knew it could work because the previous show had been called Mega Drive.
And
anyone
cool.
who was around in the 90s comes along and quite a lot, and they're all sort of
get
our sort of age.
Seats.
That's it. And people and quite a lot of them would bring their parents because they're like they're in Edinburgh with their parents who are maybe in their 50s or 60s. Mm. And then they come along thinking, well, I won't get it. And then when they get it, they're really happy and relieved.
Yeah.
So then they laugh.
That's cool.
Good to have relieved audience.
Because I was going to ask, when you're working a show in and it is quite niche, so say when in Edinburgh, you call it that, you're getting hopefully people that will understand what you're talking about. But when you're doing previews, quite often you'll do it just in a club or where they put
That's
previews
right.
on and you don't know who you're getting in. So if you're doing like a niche show in front of just a regular audience and that something doesn't work, do you go, well, my audience will get that? Or you just don't know?
I tend to internalise that as my own lack of skill and then worry about that for a while.
Oh, okay.
No, I try and do, because my mum doesn't know anything about gaming. She's in her late 60s. And I'll get her to come to some previews. And I'll go, did any of that go over your head? And if you've explained it well enough, she'll go, no, I got all the jokes because you explained it well enough.
So you want it to be broad, basically.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to be there and go, I don't understand any of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not specifically just going geeky niche.
No.
Right.
But so like in this year's show that I've just last August, had a whole bit about...
What was it called?
It was called Y2K Woman.
Oh, nice.
so grow up, Suze. No, never.
And did that work in the same way that people from that era...
It's the right age of people. Oh. Yeah. You got and it meant that if anyone came who was like 19 going, well, I don't care what it's like being 38, which didn't... I never noticed that happen. But if they did, it was kind of like, well, the show is clearly what it is. But I had a whole bit about speedrunning, which is like people competitively stream themselves trying to complete old video games as quickly as possible.
Right.
But I wanted to do a whole bit about it. But first you have to explain what speedrunning is. And then when you do the jokes about it, everyone gets it.
So
I see.
So that is what speedrunning is?
Yeah.
It's just trying to complete old games.
As fast as possible. And there's world record holders. People stream for 8 hours a day doing it.
Right.
I've watched so much.
Did you know about that, Danny? No. Even Danny didn't know about that. He's a gamer.
He loves games.
Even Danny.
Danny plays Batman.
I was on Robocop yesterday.
Which system?
PlayStation 5.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. New stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, she's on that.
No, get out.
And that's not cool, Danny.
No, the games are too big now.
Yeah.
It's the pictures that got small.
Yeah, well, there you go. I think I had a PlayStation 1.
You did?
That was the last console I owned, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have Parappa the Rapper?
Oh, no, I had...
That was good, wasn't it?
Banjo-Kazooie? No.
Oh, that's N64.
What's the one that's the fox with the racing
Thing? Yeah, it hits the
Crash
boxes.
Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, Crash Bandicoot, yeah.
Had that one.
Yeah.
Had Abe's... Exodus.
Odyssey and Exodus.
Yeah, I really like that. And I didn't think I'd like it, but I was really into that one.
Yeah, that holds up, actually. It still looks very beautiful.
Yeah, and FIFA, I think.
Of course.
And one of the original manager ones.
Do you know what I do sometimes? I go on YouTube and I look at the evolution of, like, say, the evolution of Spider-Man on computer games. And it's like a 20-minute video of when it started off with the first ever Spider-Man game to like the last year.
This is my dream. YouTube videos like that. If one of those, it'll go like, the history of the world records for Mike Tyson's punch out on the NES. And I'm like, it's an hour and a half long. Clear my schedule, mother.
So with the PlayStation show, did you have any jokes that didn't make it into the actual thing that you liked?
Yeah, there were like whole sections because you're limited to an hour. And then when you go on tour, you put some more in because you'd be... I'm trying to think what got cut out. I had loads more on Abe's Odyssey because I did stuff on Abe's Odyssey in the show. Yeah, and I just kept like one little bit. But it's useless for this podcast, isn't it? I couldn't tell you what I cut. Oh, no, I had a whole bit about how in Abe's Odyssey, when they do the thing where they go, they're like praying and chanting. I said that's Republican senators after a big shooting in America, giving their thoughts and prayers. That's what Abe's doing.
Right.
Yeah. So you see why I got cut.
So was it, he was an alien, was he?
Yeah, they were sort of a different species.
Yeah. Sort of like Avatar before.
No idea this one.
No, it's so long ago.
Oh, it's good.
So long ago.
I think
ago.
They've re-skinned it as well and put it out.
Are they?
I think there's a modern version that looks even better. Yeah.
When you just said then, Suze, about going on tour, you said you can do long. Does that mean do you do two halves on tour
yourself?
Yeah,
because I do my own tour support.
Right, right.
So I'll go out and do half an hour.
Just cover your ears, Mark.
Oh, that's a good. Why would you do that?
So yeah, I try and I'm quite.
So do you do like sort of separate warm up and then the show, or do you actually do like two halves of the show extended?
No, I do warm up, but I was able to put like bits of the show in the warm up, so you're like introducing yourself and the show, and then the hour that followed was like the Edinburgh show, but you could put some extra bits in because you'd taken some out and put them in that first half hour.
Got you. Okay, cool.
Okay,
and
cool.
Audiences, if they lost their patience with me, they were very kind not to show it.
Right, lovely.
Too early.
Yeah, I suppose there is a risk of, like what I've heard some comedians say about it is, like, if it just doesn't quite go well in the first section,
that's it.
It's like you're in the, I just don't want to be sitting in the dressing room going,
I don't want to go back out there and do an hour for these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like times a thousand when you go out to MC and the audience are kind of like, I don't know if we like the MC that much. And then the opening act, you've sent them on and they love them. And then you come back on and go, oh yeah. That's why I don't like hosting.
Yeah, I don't like hosting because of that.
I haven't actually had it happen.
But
if it did, I'd be very upset.
But sometimes you can have a ropey first bit and then you think, oh, they really don't like me. And then you go on in the second section, they've had another drink.
Yeah.
And it's like a completely different vibe. They laugh at everything. It's like... Yeah. I think we think about things too much.
Oh, definitely.
And it's just a simple thing. It's just the start of the night. Yeah. They don't know what's going on. They haven't had another drink.
They're just tuning
in. They're like, who's this bloke? What's he doing? Is he a comedian? Is he just chatting to us? What's going on? Yeah, there's so
and
many times
by
that
the
happens.
End, they say, yeah. Oh, that was great, mate. You could do this professionally.
This comes up a lot.
That's great, mate.
You should be a comedian.
Have you thought about doing this professionally? Because the other comics, like, so that's sometimes what they think, you were as good as them.
So they think that you're just doing, they think that you're doing that for free.
Yeah.
Work experience.
But when they say it to you after your tour show, that's when you're in trouble.
Yeah, that would be bad, wouldn't it? Like, hey, keep at it. You could do this professionally.
So what's your next show called?
It's called Class of 2000 because I've got a tour.
Oh, you're smashing that theme.
A bit of nostalgia. But it's touring last year's Edinburgh show, but wanted to give it a new name.
Okay.
And I wanted to do a new Edinburgh show with like sort of some of last year's show and then some new stuff. And then it's that thing where it's like, well, the Edinburgh show is going to have the same title as the tour or anyway. So it's called Class of 2000. It's going to be about sort of, I want to do lots of stuff about class because I come from a really weird background where we're lower middle class family, went to all state schools, but my mum's a professional dressage rider. I've mixed with the elite and that's how I know that they're definitely not better than us.
Right, okay, cool.
But yeah, I'm like fascinated by class and class in comedy is really weird, isn't it? Because like I'm probably the only comedian who admits, yeah, no, I'm middle class. And then you get comedians who've got like parents got great big kitchen island going, yeah, I'm working class. So
yeah, it's a thing. I guess people just think there's a market for a certain class, so they go, well, I need to pretend I'm that.
So
I fit into that.
It's
box.
Quite nice to. It's quite trendy, isn't it, to have come from nothing? And like, if you haven't, don't worry about it. I haven't.
Yeah, it's when one line with one liners. I don't class. It's not I don't know anyone on a comic where a class is actually a thing.
Sure, yes. Not, does, yeah, I
doesn't,
bet.
Doesn't matter.
Whereas no. I ramble on, oh, God.
Yeah,
I want to hear more about the dressage, if I'm honest.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Well, I want to do loads of stuff in my show this year about dressage.
Is there a chance you could come on a horse?
But you do dressage,
there's
don't
more
you?
More than a chance.
You're good at it, aren't you?
No, I'm probably, no. For a comedian, really good.
Yeah,
I've seen you on a dress, horse.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do I feel like that's BT Sport? BT Sport, you were in a video for DIY Pundit.
Really
on a horse.
Yeah, it was Ian Stone.
That was a really good video.
Could you do something about a sport? And I went, what about dressage? He went, brilliant, show me what you've got. Yeah. So I did like a football style advert, but for dressage, and then borrowed mum's friend's horse Hobnob for it.
Mm. Do you want to hear my horse riding joke?
Yeah.
It was voted number 9.
I could do this one if you wanted. Yeah.
Edinburgh. Oh, is this is a like A?
This is an A
group. A group.
Yeah, this well,
A,
well, it's funny.
Mercedes A class.
Because the ones that go.
I think this is an A. If I
thanks, mate. Yeah, the top 10 jokes of the Fringe list.
Hang on a bit. Wait a minute. Clang.
We need to make that slightly quieter because I feel like it hurts people's ears.
Yeah,
it was all right.
It's a bit loud.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so this is number 9 on the Best Jokes of the Fringe list, 2019. But sometimes the ones they put on there don't get huge responses. But
yeah.
Well, some of them are like Christmas crackers, aren't they?
So, yeah.
How fucking dare you?
What? Listen, I could
yours,
my
what?
Ones. Oh, not my ones. Oh, fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Slack
everyone else off. I don't mind. So to be or not to be a horse rider, that is equestrian.
Good, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like for that. Everyone. Yeah.
Everyone gets
there's no
it.
Class involved.
No.
You're right.
You've got to have a basic understanding of Shakespeare.
Yeah, that's good.
I guess.
Yeah, it's a good one, yeah.
I mean, when I wrote it, I'm going to tell you this. You might think less of me. When I first wrote it, I thought it was Romeo and Juliet. And no, that's not true. That's not true. I've got another joke that's similar, and I thought it was Romeo and Juliet. And I couldn't work out why the joke wasn't working. It was ages later I discovered it's Hamlet.
Do you want to know the even bigger twist?
What?
It's not actually, that isn't actually a quote to be or not to be.
I know,
that's
I do. I know that as
oh,
well.
Oh, is that? No, is it one of those ones like, play it again, Sam? Yeah, he never says
it's,
that.
It's to be or not to be. I knew him Horatio.
Yeah.
Oh, so that is the question is a,
to
just
be
another
or not
bit.
To be, I knew him Horatio equestrian.
The equestrian. The horse is called Horatio.
You're
good
just
going
to have to bastardise the bard to make it work, Mark, if you can live with that.
So, did you know Shakespeare got kicked out of the pub? He was barred.
That's good. Was that on the list?
No, I just thought of that.
What, do you know what year Shakespeare was born? This is good. This is actually really good.
Oh, yeah?
1654.
But do you remember we were at...
is it? Yeah, not 1550.
What did I just say then?
1654. You must have been dead by then.
The subject slightly, but we'll come back to it.
I think about it,
because I got a dentist appointment, right? I just looked at my thing. It's 2:30. And I thought, that's quite...
That is good.
Yeah, that's quite cool.
That's a Mr. Bean joke, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's an old joke. But I just thought it was quite cool that is the time I got for the dentist.
It's like they knew.
Yeah.
He'll love this. Sorry, Danny.
I feel that's killed this a bit now.
No,
it's a great writer born, right? That's how you remember it. Yeah, it's a number. It's
great
it's a method of remembering numbers, right? So, what year was he born? A is one letter in A, so that's one.
Right.
Great. GREAT is 5.
Right.
Writer is 6. Born is 4. So 1564 was the
year. I think
year
that would fuck me up more.
Does that make sense?
I've gone cross-eyed.
So that makes it quite simple when you think about it, yeah?
Can't you just remember 1560?
Well, you could, but it's a mnemonic.
Oh, I say that's the date is easier to remember than the saying.
And also A is the first letter of the alphabet, so you'd be like 1, and then you'd be like,
it's always
going
to be 1,
G,
isn't it?
7.
Yes. I mean...
So the 1's the easy bit.
It's... what's my point on this? Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Fucking hell. Was that 2:30 thing... Where were we?
Nottingham.
That was Nottingham. It. And we were in the theatre backstage at Nottingham, and they went,
where's
the door code?
Oh, yes.
Backstage in the theatre, the door, and they said, the door code is Shakespeare's birthday. And quick as a flash, I went, 1564.
Oh, and they...
But you didn't do the work.
They were impressed.
You didn't do... There's no... If you did it as quick as a flash, you didn't go through those things. You just knew the date.
Because I know a great writer born.
You know the dates... 1654.
Nothing more for me, Mark.
Is that still running?
No. Yes.
Cool. So going back to the point before you interrupted me, Danny, I was going to say that the joke that originally I thought was Romeo and Juliet was, I wanted to remember my next line in Romeo and Juliet, but it wasn't to be, right?
Okay.
And it got hardly anything. I was like, I think that makes sense as a joke. And then it was ages later, someone pointed out to me, that's not Romeo and Juliet. I think I just went to the audience. I don't understand what's happening here. Why are you not
what's
laughing?
What's your problem every
and
night?
Went, that's Hamlet. I was like, oh, I'm such an idiot. So now it's, I wanted to remember my next line, Hamlet, but
I like that
be.
You confronted the audience.
Oh, I do that all the time in my material. I want to know why.
Yeah,
you know.
Sure. Fair. Yeah, fair.
Why are you not working? Laughing at that? Why isn't it? Why? So speaking of why aren't you laughing?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Laughing.
Yeah. So speaking of why aren't you laughing, what have you got any bits that you've over the years you've liked but haven't been able to get to work?
Oh, that's a
or anything you're working on at the moment?
Well, I wanna do comedy about dressage. And it's one thing to do like comedy about PlayStation and think that's quite, you know, it's niche in its own way. It's niche to an era. It was a popular system, but it was just gamers, obviously.
Yeah.
But dressage, that's a tiny world. And I think what I'm going to have to do with dressage material is lots of explaining and then like make the fact that it's from such a tiny, weird world the feature.
Right.
I think that's the way forward with it.
Yeah.
But I think...
And are you going to be teaching them about it?
I think so, but it'll be like the information that I'm going to go with is all the money in dressage doesn't come from sponsorships. It doesn't come from actually horse sales, although there is money in that, obviously. It's selling jizz.
I knew that was coming.
Excuse me.
selling the jizz.
Good old bolt of that glue.
Yeah.
You're onto a winner to fertilise the
and
mares
we
to
think,
make good fast horses.
Breeding dressage horses. Yeah. Big
Hang on. I know. I'm sorry to lower the time.
I've upset Mark. Yeah.
How do they get it out?
There's a machine.
A machine.
Yeah, they take
and
them in the breeding room.
How will get hold of this machine?
Don't tell Jordan Peterson.
Wow, so it sticks. Yeah.
You can rent,
I'm
you can
so
rent
sorry
it
for how detailed
you can
it
rent
is,
it, Mark. But 5 minutes will do you, will it?
What
are you picturing?
Okay, let's go to the basics here. How do you get the horse going?
Don't you worry about that, mate.
Does the
they're
machine get
ready
it going? So they put a flaccid one in.
Don't you worry about that.
Know.
Susan, take care of that.
Don't worry, mate. I've got this side. I'm a fluffer, do you know? every comedian has a side hustle. Danny's already said he's got one.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're fluffers. We're horse fluffers.
So when they stick would they stick a flaccid one in there and it starts vibrating and then it gets it going?
So
looking at me,
they do it every morning. They're taken into the room
every
with
morning
this thing that they mount, have sex with
horses
it, and then it gathers all.
They have sex with the mount, so the mount looks like a back of a horse.
I guess so. Yeah, and it gathers a big thing of horse jizz, and they sell what they sell is tiny little straws of it that and a top dressage stallion.
Straws.
Yeah, it's like they call it a straw. It's tiny.
they can't work out when none of the mares are getting pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, there's silly cow's been drinking it.
Oh my God.
Drink your milkshake. See, we're already writing the show. Now, I bet you thought dressage material, and then 2 minutes later we're doing this.
But
I bet you're
like,
oh, that's weird.
When you're doing a niche subject, I guess you want to ask yourself, what does the audience want to know?
Exactly. What's the weird bit?
I just want to know how the hell that works.
I want to know numbers.
cost yeah, money?
Right. So a top dressage stallion, for example, Total Ass, you're looking at £2,000 for a straw. And they
so
can
a straw,
get
like
about,
a one jizz?
No, it's Mark. A tiny
Good
amount. Because they
it.
Do
horse?
It all with... They
I don't
do,
know.
Yeah.
A horse
ain't
going to...
Oh, there's plenty of jizz, mate. Tons of straws per shot. Yeah. So a top
like
breeding
a
stallion
pipe.
Can be bringing in millions a year.
Yeah.
And they put it on ice and ship it all
yeah,
around
they have
the world.
To, yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Frozen semen. And on
I'm guessing they go around in boats.
Planes.
Oh, semen in planes.
Oh,
is
all right.
Sure?
Hang on. He's right here.
Do you know
He's
what?
Right
that was... That was a cracker.
Having one of those. Get the Edinburgh Best Jokes Dave guys on the phone. But like, they do it all artificial insemination because it's much safer, because then the lady horse can't kick out, break the leg of a stallion, and then they're no use to nobody. But
yeah,
like,
right.
Millions of pounds a year.
Hang on, so if it was,
a stallion.
Oh, you mean bring the horse in to let it do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, do it natural covering.
It.
And it's not very nice for the mare. Ouch. So have you
but
seen
I guess
horses?
If the horse broke its leg.
Yeah.
And then all it had to do was that every day and didn't have to go and do the, you know, the dancing. Well, probably quite happy. And I suppose it doesn't affect its quality of its...
It wouldn't affect the quality of the semen, chilled or frozen. That's
so it's
available.
Like, so is it like if it's a winner, that then that
it's
worth
yeah,
more
because,
money?
Yeah, because you know, it's better
bit,
breeding
and,
stock.
And, actually, is it for dress... Is this...
Imagine an Olympic athlete. Imagine if an Olympic athlete wins a gold and then the biggest thing that comes out of that is it can start selling his
jizz
everywhere.
That's the point. Why don't they do it?
Usain, and you, like, Usain
Bolt.
Why
don't you say
Bolt? Made a fortune.
Usain Bolt's Bolt. I'd buy
Fantastic
some.
Fantastic speedy kids all over the place.
Just keep it in the freezer for an emergency.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Why don't humans do it?
Well, I think they do a bit.
I guess you can pick and choose. If you are going to be artificially...
Now you've got an Edinburgh Award.
Yeah.
Do you
awkward. How did that get left out?
Oh, look at this. No, but maybe you make a bit more.
Aha. Right. Good point.
Put the price up. As soon as Total Ass was world champion, price of his semen
How much
let's put it out to the audience. If you'd like to... purchased either Danny or mine, or a mixed batch of mine and Danny's.
You guys, you don't need a Patreon.
Oh yeah, but if you sign up, you won't believe what you get once a month. I have two very serious questions, really.
Sure.
The semen that's produced from a dressage horse.
Yeah.
Is that the same? A horse, a racing horse?
Yeah.
Would that also be applicable?
I don't know as much about, they're different breeding worlds.
There are different breeding worlds.
I think that I know it's way more expensive to get a covering, they call it a covering, from a racehorse, like a top racer. I know it's gross, isn't it? But they have to do them naturally. The rules in racing, you have to do it naturally because there's a way bigger volume of racehorses. So it would mean they're all related to each other if they did it all by artificial insemination. So it keeps the exclusivity of a top stallion, like Frankel.
So they ship horses to different places to meet
they
up with
bring
the mares.
Bring the mare to the stud.
Mare comes to the stud.
Sexist.
That's a bit like when people meet up in like car parks, isn't it, with their dogs to breed. but a bit
I don't know
more,
if it's like that.
A bit more savoury.
I don't know about dog breeding.
Dogging squared. One final question. How much is Hobnobs go for?
Hobnob is a gelding. There will be no offspring of Hobnob,
they've chopped Hobnob's balls off, Mark.
They got the Hobnob's balls, been gone 20 years or
20
more.
20 years?
He's quite old.
Hobnob.
Yeah. Still got his knob.
And on that note... That's absolutely flown by. We've got two quick fire questions. One is like the funniest / worst / best heckle you've ever had.
Yeah. This is 20... I remember this really well. Susie Bennett was compraring and the gig was dead rowdy. And she went, please welcome Susie Kempner. I walked on stage and I got the mic and I went, hello. And during the O, a man at the front went, shut up, you fucking cunt. All I said was hello.
I hope this wasn't the West Country, was it?
It was London, actually.
It was London. Yeah.
Wow. That's...
And I didn't know what to do. I went, it was one of those things where I was like, I've got no answer to that.
Yeah, it's that's not, just out of... You haven't established yourself at all.
No.
And that's
no, it
so
wasn't
aggressive.
Like I'd come out and said a joke that he might have been like, that's horrible, or anything. Yeah. Like, no, shut up, you fucking cunt.
Wow. Okay. And on a lighter note,
what's the
most annoying thing that people say to you in general as when they find out you're a comedian?
How do you remember it all? Do you get that? Because I think actors do as well. Like, I don't know how you remember all your lines. Like, that's not the most impressive bit, I promise.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I've ever been asked that.
Oh, I get asked that a lot, actually, because of all the one-liners.
Right. How do you remember?
But it's just for me. It's just like, that's all that's in there.
Okay.
I know nothing about
Henry's cat.
Right.
But I do.
You liar.
No, loads
He's
now.
He's been sitting here acting the innocent all the way through.
Oh, is it? Oh, they use a machine, do they?
Right, so thank you so much for coming in. That is the end of the episode.
Oh, thanks for having me.
No, is anything you want to plug or sort of point anyone towards?
Go on, everyone. Look me up on Twitter. It's definitely not a zombie decaying website. Suze Kempner on Twitter.
There we go. Great stuff. Danny Ward at...
Danny Ward Comedian on your socials.
Lovely.
Well, I mean, sort of Twitter, but mainly your Facebook and Instagram.
At Jokes with Mark on mine. And we are going back out on tour in 2024. All the way through 2024, the Quip Off the Mark tour. Do check it out. Lots of new dates going in at marksimmons.co.uk. And please, 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 we've got lots of new listeners now. Please head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Leave us a 5-star review.
I'm not begging them.
Well, I am. I'm on my knees, mate.
What are you going to send them if they do, Mark?
What am I going to send them?
A little straw?
Big old...
Lovely.
A free straw to whoever sends and puts up the next 5-star review.
And do it because they're £2,000 of one.
£2,000? Yeah. Okay. We'll have to split it. 200 reviews.
Top comedy stallion.
Everyone gets a 10 for the straw.
There we go. You've heard it here first. Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. And remember,
be more Gareth.
Hashtag Awooga.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.